One of the great opportunists in the AFLW is Britt Bonici from the Magpies. A perfect 10 votes from her in the Coaches Association votes for round two after their 27-point win over the Saints. She joins us on the line this morning. Good morning, Britt.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We are very, very well. Have you ever pinched anything off someone's nature strip?
I actually got a bargain the other week. Grabbed an outdoor table and I was pretty happy about it.
How'd you get it into your vehicle?
Oh, that's for me to know.
Were you looking for a table or was it just something that popped up? You thought, that'd be nice.
No, absolute opportunist. I was driving past, saw it and thought, why not?
So what do? Do you take it home and sand it and give it a paint or do you just as-is type situation?
I'm not quite that handy. I just had a couple of people coming over for a barbecue and thought I needed a couple of extra seats and somewhere to put the food and you take your chances.
Just make sure that dog of yours doesn't chew the legs. That's what you'd be wary of, Britt. Now, listen, you're going gangbusters. Perfect start to the season for the Magpies, 2-0 in the first 2 weeks. How's it looking from your eye? You've been around a little while now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty special, I think, any time that you can sort of pull things together a couple of weeks in a row. But the start of the season's always that little bit more special and you want to start it off really nicely. And we're lucky that we've done that. But, yeah, head down, tails up for the rest of the season and got to continue it. Doesn't mean too much if it's just two rounds.
No, that's true. But you're only as good as your last one, and you're pretty good with a 27-point win. You did it without some of your absolute key playmakers from the last couple of seasons. Bree Davey, of course, the best player in the comp, equaled with Kiara Bowers last year with that knee injury in round one. Steph Kiocchi, the skipper, or the other skipper, and Chloe Malloy didn't play on the weekend. So it was a chance for some other players to step up.
Yeah, it was. And that was one of the real key focuses going into the game, to be completely honest with you. We had girls like Emmy Barnett getting to come in for their first game, which was awesome. She absolutely starred. I was really impressed with her game. And girls like Ebo Day getting to spend some more time through the midfield. Ash Sheridan came in through there. And it was exciting to get to play that role with new girls, to be completely honest. Hopefully we get a couple of those girls back this week. And obviously not Breezer, we would wish, but... it was really exciting.
It's interesting because clearly, Britt, you're going to have a deep squad to win it this year because there's going to be times where players are going to be missing for obvious reasons with COVID and whatnot. How much confidence did last week's result give the group considering the quality of players that were missing?
Yeah, I don't think you can deny. We knew that game was going to be a game that could really set us up or could be a real speed bump. But we sort of brought in that depth. Like, we knew that the last 2 years we've had to learn to adapt with COVID. We've had change of games, change of grounds. We've had a whole heap of different sort of things come into every single week. So we just found comfort in knowing that we know how to adapt. We've adapted throughout the past 2 seasons, and injury is another thing that you've got to adapt to. And, we just sort of used that and knew that if we put our heads down and we worked hard, that we'd still be able to get the job done.
You're part of the leadership group now. You mentioned some of the players, and Bree's certainly not going to be there for the remainder of this season. Is it on you now to step up and take charge in one of those roles?
No, definitely not. I think it's a collective effort, and I think that we're really lucky that we've got a leadership group of girls who have played in this league for a long time, and I think we can all sort of bring different things. And not going to be just about one of us sort of taking that role. It's going to be about all of us stepping up when we need to and to let other girls take that spot when they need to as well. But we're just really emphasising that it's a collective effort. And no one player or no two players is a team in footy. That's the great thing about footy. It takes a whole collective squad and all of our girls can lead when they need to.
And in the AFLW, we love to see some of the young talent emerge coming through from the pathway programs. Who's caught your eye that might have a big influence for the Magpies this year in that regard?
I think Eliza James has definitely been the one for me. I think she's absolute magic when she gets the ball. To be honest, she's caught me by surprise. I don't know how the opponents are going with her because every time she gets the ball, she's so unpredictable, she's so quick, and it's so exciting to watch. She just makes things happen, and it's Eliza James for me.
Righto, Eliza James for Magpie fans to be watching out for throughout this season in the AFLW. Friday night lights down at GMHBA Stadium for you this week. Does that alter the training schedule, or is as is?
Yeah, slightly, especially when we sort of the reality of AFLW is we're working during the week and all of that stuff. So it's about finding the right balance now of training, preparing, but still making sure that we can live up to our commitments outside of footy. So we'll change it slightly, a bit more of a focus on recovering because we have a little bit of a shorter break. And, yeah, it'll be nice for a change of scenery down at GMHBA Stadium as well.
Well, it's been a perfect start. And for Magpies fans and for you, I hope it continues on Friday night. Good luck. Appreciate your time.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.